This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
So very good to be back.
Welcome back. You're tan. You got light hair. You like Mexican margaritas.
Right.
I mean,
well,
you've been all doing it big.
The first half of my trip was in Cancun. That's what the hair and the tan is about. But I wanted to tell you, so our second half of the trip, as I was telling you, was in Charlotte.
Yeah.
So I watched the LSU bowl game. I was so excited about this. I found the LSU alumni North Carolina's chapter.
Nice.
In Charlotte.
That's fantastic.
So I know. So I got to watch the game with a room full of LSU fans. I might as well have been in Baton Rouge.
And Charlotte has tons of microbrews.
Yes, they do.
So I learned that this summer. We went there this summer. My wife's cousin got married, so we're in Charlotte. And I actually, the rehearsal dinner was at a microbrew where this building, half of the building is a microbrew, and the other half is a place where you throw axes.
Oh, wow.
Like a shooting range? Like an axe throw. There's literally sign that says throw axes with an arrow. I don't know who in the hell thought this was a good idea, but apparently it's like all the rage in Charlotte because there was a ton of drunk people throwing axes.
Sounds like a great stress reliever,
Somebody, Michelle,
so
is
funny.
Going to die, though.
Yes.
Like someone drunk is going to drunkenly stumble into someone else's lane while an axe is being thrown and get impaled.
Sure.
And it's going to be very bad.
So, Charlotte was great, though.
Poor idea. But yes, fantastic. Also great.
Yes.
The New Orleans Saints get the Philadelphia
Very
Eagles.
Very exciting.
I don't understand this. I've had so many people over the last 24, and not quite 24 hours, tell me, man, I would have rather played Dallas. Well, Dallas beat New Orleans, and the Eagles came to the Dome in November and lost 48-7. Well, they didn't have Nick Foles. Oh, you mean the Nick Foles who threw two picks and led his team to a whopping 16 points yesterday in Chicago? Forgive me for not shaking in my boots. I just want to share with you one little piece of nostalgia, if I could, Michelle.
Sure.
And you, dear listener. In 2009, the Saints lost their final three games of the regular season after starting 13-0. They had the bye, they had the one seed, they had the bye, the open date. So the Saints had gone like 5 weeks without winning a game. And they were playing in the divisional round the Cardinals. The Cardinals were the defending NFC champions. They went 10-6, eked into the playoffs, had to go on the road in the opening round at Green Bay, and won in dramatic fashion in overtime when Carlos Dansby got a strip sack of Aaron Rodgers and scored a touchdown. You don't remember all that. Anyway, point is, the sixth seed, who was the defending NFC champion, who everybody thought had all the mojo in the world, who had won the week before against a perennial power and yada, 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 came to New Orleans and got smacked around a little bit.
Obliterated.
It's going to happen again this weekend. Philadelphia cannot hang with this Saints team. Nobody can. I've said it all along. The Saints are winning the Super Bowl. They're going to be Philly. Whoever wins, be it the Rams or Dallas, is going to come into the Superdome next weekend, and the Saints will win the NFC Championship game. And then they'll have a week off. They'll go to Atlanta, a place that they're familiar with. They play every year. They'll be in a dome. They'll play a team from the AFC. The Saints will be favored, and they'll win, another Super Bowl. I hate to take all the drama out of this for everybody, but like, wrap your arms around it, embrace it, enjoy it. Like, the sixth seed that you're all worried about is a backup quarterback who just put 16 points on the board. They're going to be okay this weekend. And by the way, Nick Saban's going to win another national championship tonight. My only hope is that he'll get number 7 tonight, then they'll win. And we can go. Don't need to go into why, but Bama's going to win. But Saban will break a tie with Bear Bryant and become, hell, stand alone, having the most national championships in college football history, and maybe, just maybe, he'll ride off into the sunset and go retire on his boat home in Georgia. But probably not.